welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The BPD with me, Tammy Wortland. And it's been a while. I hope you're all doing well. You've not missed me too much. I've got loads to update you on. Last episode, I told you I was having a baby and why I hate social media. And that's about it. Well, I just need to tell you a little bit more. You know, all those pregnancy people. God, we're on to a winner already. All those pregnancy photos and stuff you see online of smiley, happy mums to me. Yeah, well, that's not me. I'm halfway through my pregnancy now, and so far I've had 3 weeks where I haven't felt sick all day, every day. And it's that sick that sits right at the top, so if you cough any minute, you're going to be sick. Last week, I had 3 days where I couldn't even keep water down for 15 minutes before chucking it back up, and I ended up in hospital on a drip. Now, Kalo Hospital were absolutely fantastic. I cannot commend them enough. Like, I got in, they saw me straight away. We in half an hour, I were on a drip because I was that dehydrated. My eyeballs were bloodshot. I was pale. I've got no energy to walk because I'd not had food or water for 3 days. So this week, I've been medically signed off work and told to rest. Nothing else, just rest. Now, I don't think a podcast counts because technically I'm sat on my arse in bed. But while I was in hospital on Friday, the doctor caught me getting up off the bed to go to the toilet, like walking with my IV. And I don't know why, but I see it on films and stuff like that, and people walk to the toilet with their IV bag. And I've always wanted to do it. I've got some weird things on my bucket list. So I'm walking to the toilet with my little IV drip. And when I came back and sat down on the bed, the doctor came back in and proper bollocked me. He said that I needed to act like a pregnant lady. He said, I move far too quickly and I need to slow down. But when you've got BPD and your brain runs at 100 mile an hour, your body also runs at 100 miles an hour. So it's hard to just go, nope, I'm going to run at half speed now. Now, even walking upstairs, I have to remind myself to slow down, putting clothes away. I'm bending down, I'm standing back up, and I'm going dizzy because I'm doing it too quick. However, on the plus side of all of this, my BPD is better than ever, like in relation to my moods anyway. I don't really kick off as much, and I don't smoke anymore. I don't smoke cannabis. I haven't drank since obviously 2015, but obviously I'm a little bit ratty because I'm not smoking. But I wouldn't say that that's BPD related. However, when it comes to my appearance, I'm having a bit of a struggle. I hate the fact that I've got boobs and curves. I've put on a stone. And if you follow me on Instagram, you will see that I'm like an ironing board. I'm just skinny. So the fact that I've put on a stone, I've got boobs, curves and all of this, it's just getting me down. And I know it's baby. I know it's baby weight. So people keep telling me. But I just keep saying I'm fat. Like, there is nothing I like about pregnancy. Is there? I love going to see my baby on scans and listening to their heartbeat. That's about it. Everything else can fuck off. I was coughing so much last week. On Saturday, I actually coughed and I don't know if I've cracked or bruised a rib, and now I'm constantly in pain. And every time I cough, I have to hold my back and my rib to cough because it hurts. Honestly, I'm winning at life at the moment. And you might be listening to this and thinking, Tammy, stop fucking moaning. There's people out there who've been trying to have children for years and still not managed it. and you're sat here whinging about pregnancy and all of these people would love to have all of them symptoms. And do you know what? Couldn't get a toss. I really couldn't. I'm fed up with people telling me how I should be feeling. Like, this is my pregnancy. It's my body. Every single person is different. And just because, for example, I don't know, you or somebody that you know had an easy pregnancy, you can't presume that everyone else is also going to have an easy pregnancy. It honestly infuriates me when people tell me how to feel. Went to the dentist and even he told me how I should be feeling and he got told what for. Like, just look at me teeth, pal, and keep your gob shut. Because if you don't have a uterus, you don't have an opinion on this matter. Oh, so yeah, I've got a fat belly. I'm halfway through. I've got an appointment on Friday, which is, well, 2 days. So I get to go and see my little treasure. But yeah, causing me grief already. So they're going to be a right handful. But now I've updated you on the last couple of weeks of my life, we'll get into today's episode, which is season 3, episode 3, The Harsh Truth. People are entitled. Now, I'm somebody who would walk to the ends of the earth for my friends and family. Whatever they need, I'm there. However, I don't always get the same in return, which pisses me off. And I have to remind myself that my values are obviously different to theirs. And I can't really be mad at them. It's my choice to have what I would call decent values. Like, I can't make everyone have the same outlook or values as I do. It's just impossible. Everyone's had a different upbringing, which leads them to be the way that they are and think the way that they do. And for you to think that you can change that, well, you're just pissing in wind. So, for example, when it was COVID times, when family and friends had to isolate, I was one of the first people to say, do you need anything, like any shopping, out like that? Like, let me know if you need out and I'll go and fetch it. Excuse me, I'm gassy. Sorry. Just comes out of nowhere. But if the roles were reversed and I wasn't allowed out of the house, I'd find that the same people that I asked if they needed anything would not ask me if I needed anything. And I'm going to be honest, this week while I've been off under medical supervision, not one fucking person other than my mum. Gior, they're not coming here. Has asked if I need anything picking up. No, that's a lie, actually. Both of my neighbours have asked. But they're neighbours, like, they're not family. Although, like, Verity's one of my closest friends. And is also my neighbour. She's asked me. But it's not family. Do you know what I mean? Now, if the shoe was on the other foot, I'd be like, do you need help? Is there what I can do for you? But here's the thing. Like, whose fault is it actually? Well, it's not actually anybody's fault. It's just different values. And the other thing is, if I stopped asking people if they needed any help or anything like along those lines, I'd be classed as having face on or being in a mood. And people like to throw the fact that I've got BPD in my face. Say, oh, well, you're just kicking off because you've got BPD. And when in actual fact, it's not. It's just because I feel disrespected and underappreciated. And I have been classed as having face on or being in a mood. Like, it's happened to me before, so it's not like I'm just pulling this out of my arse. This is a scenario that's happened. And with my BPD, it then makes me feel bad if I don't ask them if they need anything. Even if they don't ask me. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, if you've listened to season 1, you will know that in my younger teenage years, And before I got diagnosed with BPD, I were ruthless. You didn't like what I had to say. I could not give a toss. You didn't like the way I behaved. Couldn't care less. But as I got diagnosed and started doing my research, I realised that these were all symptoms of my BPD. But I'll tell you what, I wish I could have, 10% of the old Tammy back? The part of me that really didn't give a toss about other people and their feelings. Not that I didn't give a toss about the people and their feelings, but, like, I could say what I wanted and I wasn't worried if I offended them or not. Like, the part of me that didn't care if I was judged or not. Does that make sense? Like, the part of me that could stand my ground to anyone without feeling like a dick for expressing, like, how I'm feeling. And that's the thing with BPD. We feel that we need to justify everything that we think and feel, when in actual fact, we don't. We don't need to justify it to the doctor. We don't need to justify it to our family, friends, or even ourselves. Like, we are allowed to be angry. We're allowed to express that something's upset us. And we're allowed to stand our ground, even if it makes someone else unhappy. I mean, don't go all Amber Heard on somebody. I just mean that you're allowed to feel the way you do without having to justify it. And there's so much on social media and in the news about being kind and all of that jazz. But there is a difference between being kind and being a pushover. And the meaning of kindness, according to the dictionary, kindness is defined as the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. But to me, kindness means so much more. Like, kindness means different things to different people. The meaning is in how you personally choose to show it. Whether that's through empathy, kind gestures, thoughtfulness. The possibilities are, endless. It's entirely up to you. Kindness might look like being helpful or just, showing empathy. It might mean doing nice things without expecting nice things in return. Now, I never expect someone to return the favour of me doing things for them. But I also think that that's a very fine line. Like, if you go out of your way for other people and they don't do the same for you, it's like you're putting more effort and kindness into the relationship than they are. And you can start to feel used, like I've previously discussed on another episode. But this is where you have to remind yourself that your values are different to theirs. You maybe value your friendships and relationships more than they do. And if you are somebody that is entitled, is selfish, and you don't like that sentence, I want to say it again. These people value their friendships and relationships more than you do. And you need to take that on board. You need to take that into account, that you don't value your friendships as much as, say, your friends value you. And in my opinion, that makes you a dick. But unfortunately, you can't take it personally. Like, that the other person doesn't hold you in as high a regard as you hold them. Like, you can't force somebody to value their relationships or friendships over themselves and their own selfishness. Like, most people today get away with being too entitled and selfish. They're not pulled up on it. And if you do pull them up on it, because they're entitled and selfish, they get on defensive. Now, if you don't know what entitled means, it means believing one's self to be inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. So how do you know if you're entitled? Do you think that you have the right to do or have what you want without having to work for it or deserve it, just because of who you are? If you do, you're classed as entitled. So how do you deal with entitled people? Especially if you've got BPD and you take everything to heart. Now, I had to do a bit of Googling on this because I'm not very good personally at dealing with entitled people. They just piss me off. And I found on, it's called Quick and Dirty Tips, and it's an article by Jade Wu, just W-U, and she's a psychologist. And she says, entitled people expect special treatment and lots of admiration. They don't like to play fair, even though all of this makes their relationships with others worse. She says, to deal with entitled people, you need to be firm about declining their unreasonable request by using wish fulfillment responses. She also says to make sure to treat everyone equally, even the entitled person. Show some compassion for the entitled people because they feel inadequate and left out. Remember that there's only so much you can do, so set appropriate limits to protect yourself, like we discussed. Boundaries. And you've got to accept that some people will just not change, and it's not your job to change them. Now, out of all that, the main one for me is show some compassion for entitled people because they feel inadequate and left out. And that, honestly, it's the nail on the head. They feel inadequate. They feel inadequate in their own lives that they then have to make other people feel shit. So, I don't get why it's down to other people to make the inadequate people feel adequate. Because it's not. Entitled people will always be entitled people. They've got a God complex. And I know a lot of these people. I really do. And it's a shame to say that I class some of them as friends and family. Now, you know how I said earlier that I go out of my way for people, but I don't get the same in return? Does that mean that I'm also slightly entitled? Like, I feel entitled that because I do things for someone, I should get the same in return. Or is that just common decency and kindness? Like I said before. But, I mean, the harsh truth is, if you go out your way for other people all the time, don't be surprised if they walk all over you. You are allowing it to happen by not standing your ground and setting boundaries and being like, hey, hold on a minute, you're entitled, you're selfish, piss off, I'm not doing it. But if people get away with being entitled for so long, they just expect everyone else to roll with it and bend over backwards for them. And then, when the cycle is broken, if you're the person that's trying to break the cycle, you are then made to feel like the bad person. When in actual fact, it's absolutely nothing to do with you, but everything to do with the entitled person. Having BPD in this situation is hard because we want to please everybody. We don't want to ruin friendships and relationships over something we perceive as silly and unimportant. We want everyone to like us. And the thing is, there's over 7 billion people in the world. Don't be ridiculous. Not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to have the same values as you. Not everyone's going to be as kind as you. So why do we, as people with BPD, get so hung up on specific entitled people not showing us the same respect? It's crazy, isn't it? Because that's what it boils down to, really. Not values or entitlement, respect. This person doesn't respect you as much as you respect them, in my opinion anyway. And if that is the case with you, then, and your other person or people, then you need to reevaluate your relationship with this person because they'll bring you down. And we, as people with BPD, don't want people to bring us down. We're trying to get through this shit show we call life the best that we can. So why would you want a friendship or a relationship with somebody who doesn't respect you? Honestly, it just boggles my mind. But like I say, I've got friends who don't respect me. And sometimes I struggle to deal with that because I don't want to fall out with anybody. But there is numerous people in my life who do not respect me as much as I respect them, which is sad. It really is sad. And I know I'm being a hypocrite now, but like I've said in my previous podcast, if them people don't value you, bring joy to your life or respect you, then why are we still trying to get them to understand our values or where we're coming from? Because we're fighting a losing battle. Like, we need to just let them live in their entitled world, which will eventually come crumbling down. Because it will. Karma's a bitch. She's fucking amazing, but she's a bitch. But people with BPD do not need to be around entitled people, because they genuinely make us feel worthless and unappreciated. And that's not what you want to deal with if you've got BPD. Like, we feel worthless and unappreciated anyway. So the fact that we're getting it from people that are supposed to be close to us, our friends, our family, I don't really know what I'm going with. It just really pisses me off. And I don't really know what this episode's been about. Just me ranting about entitled people and values, because I just can't stand disrespectful, entitled people. And people who think that the world owes them something. Like, we're all here, yeah. We're all here on this earth. We all should try to get along and help each other out where possible. Now, that's not always going to happen. Humans are designed to be dickheads. It's just the way that we are. And like I say, once people start getting into a routine of feeling entitled, it's really hard to get them out of that, because they can't see that they're entitled. And that's what makes the job even harder, to get through to them that they are coming across as entitled. I mean, nobody wants to be classed as entitled. Everybody, I think, to some degree, has a bit of entitlement in them. But I think that's just because we're human. It's what gets said in the... Everybody has a sense of entitlement. It just depends how far yours goes. And yeah, that's really it for this week's episode. I'm not sure how frequent these episodes will be going forward. They probably won't be weekly. They may be 2 weekly, maybe once a month. I don't know. Life's just all over the place at the moment. I've got a lot of stress and... Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you at the start. I just keep saying baby, baby, and I'm having a girl. I don't know if the world is ready for a mini version of me. So get your apocalypse gear ready just in case. But honestly, although she made me go for a wee 4 times last night in an hour. She was just sat on my bladder and I could not get to sleep. But yeah, she's causing me grief already. We have a name picked out, which we're not... There's only a couple of people that know. So yeah, I don't like entitled people, and I'm having a girl. While I have been off, I've had quite a few messages. I've lost count how many messages I've had, just about people saying thank you for the podcast and how much it's really helped them, and I'm really glad that it's helped you. I really am. Having BPD's not the easiest thing in the world. Now, sometimes, like I've said before, I do feel like I give too much of myself away, so I have to take a step back. Also, I went through a week, or a stage, I should say, of thinking, why am I going out of my way to do a podcast? Like, nobody else has done anything to help me with my BPD. Nobody else is supporting me at the moment. So why am I wasting my time helping other people? And I just went through a bit of a everyone can fuck off, nobody helps me kind of stage when I actually like helping people. I like receiving your messages saying how a certain episode or something that I've said's related to you and you've managed to fix one of your problems. Like, to me, that's the whole point of doing this podcast. I don't do it to make money. I don't make any money. Like, I literally do this to help other people because I'm nice. I'm kind. So, yeah, thank you for all your messages. The ones that have sent me the messages, you're the reasons for my podcast this week, because I feel bad that I haven't done one. And I'm not helping you guys. Like, mental health services are shite at the moment. There's still a 3-year waiting list to get on it. So if I can sit here for, what, 20 minutes, half an hour, and just have a little chat and a bit of a ramble to you, and it helps, I don't see why I'm being a dick about, oh, I'm not doing a podcast this week because nobody cares about me. You guys are, you're my podcast family. Like, you're not my blood family. So I can't hold you guys responsible for the way that I feel. I chose to do a podcast about mental health. Well, BPD specifically. So I can't really, I'm laughing because it sounds so stupid in my own head, and now I'm saying it out loud. Like, I can't be annoyed at you guys for not supporting me with BPD when I don't actually do. Oh, I don't know where I'm going with that bit, but yeah, that's it for this week's episode. And like I say, don't know if it's going to be next week, might be a week after, but I think I'm going to do advice I wish I could give my younger self, because I think that's quite important. Because hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? So yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening to The Good, The Bad and The BPD with me, Tammy Mortland, and Bump. Have a lovely day.